would have been, I mean, realize it may not even be a full day, but what are your initial impressions so far of St. Louis and Cardinal Nation?
It's everything, you know. I say thanks God for bringing me here. You know, it's a good thing to play. Besides, when you saw on the from other team, and you get into the team, let's see how I adapt to play with them. It's gonna be fun and awesome to play with those guys over here.
Marcel, I saw a lot of fans waiting in line. I heard them talking about how they were watching you and trying to see how much you were smiling. They wanted to make you happy. They wanted to make you feel comfortable and excited to be in St. Louis. What does that mean to you as a new player being welcomed like that in a new city?
I'm glad to see that. That's the most part. That's more important for me. They be happy, they have fun, they enjoy them, and they enjoy me, and that made me feel great that day.
Is there any kind of pressure? I mean, all the Cardinals who've come through here, the players are talking about how big addition you are, how you're going to help with this, whether it's the Gold Glove or the presence that you bring to the lineup. Do you feel like a pressure, like you have to be that guy coming in?
No, that's not pressure. Just play the game and enjoy the game most of the time and have fun. And if you have fun and your family okay, everything okay, you're going to play well.
Some of the Cardinals pitchers said that they saw you improve as a player the last couple of years. What types of things happened to you as a player to make you move to that next level?
I don't know. That's God making a lot of good things on my brain and everything. Trying to show the people who I am.
How does it feel to come to a team that expects to win compared to maybe what the expectations
are? I feel happy about that, because first thing when I heard it, they trying to trade me to the Oakland A's, I say, well, say, God, please, leave me over here. And then I heard that they traded me to the car, and I say, okay, thanks. Yeah.
Marcel, I was looking at some numbers out on Baseball Reference, and it looks like you like hitting in St. Louis.
Yeah, I love it. I love St. Louis. I like the crowd. Most important for me, the crowd and everything. That's made me feel that you have to fight for giving some smile to those guys that they yelling at you, or that you have to make something special at the game. And that's made me feel like you have to battle every about you going on deck, on the box.
Marcel, this past year, how much do you think that lineup kind of fed off each other? You had Stan with 59 home runs, you with 37, Yelich had a good year. How much did you guys kind of feed off each other last year?
Everybody working individual, everybody working on half on, everybody enjoy, see the homers, everybody. Like, I play together. Sometimes we say, hey, what he throw to you? And we ask. Most of the time, Stan doesn't talk too much about hitting and everything. I just ask, hey, what he throw to you? And say, hey, slider. Okay, and then I be ready for the next at-bat and look at that pitch.
What do you know about the lineup here?
I don't know. Yeah, I had to see it in spring, and we'll see when the opening day. Yeah, we talking. We have a group of chat, and we talking. Everybody, Martinez, both Martinez, Juan, Fowler, Pham, Molina, and we talk. We have fun out there.
Jose was saying that he had some fun. You guys actually had fun in left field, talking, joking with each other during the season.
Yeah.
What'd you do with that?
No, We talking a lot, you know. I like to talk to the other people from the other team, see what do they have, you know. Maybe sometime they come we are good team to I have to make a good game or something like that. Just taking information from from what do they think about the pitcher? What do you think about the pitcher? Oh, he's good, he's nasty. And then I start making a process to working. Let's see what if the people say the truth. No, we from Dominican. In Dominican, we have fun most of the time. If you strike out me, he can pimp. If I hit a homer, I can pimp. You know, like that's the most part for a Dominican player. They do that.
Most of your current teammates now said how well you hit against the Cardinals last year. Are you sad that you don't get to hit against Cardinal pitchers anymore?
I'm not sad. I'm happy that they play for them. Because now you play for a reason. You play for a good team that they come. Maybe playoff. Those kind of thing. That team fight every time to make them playoff. That I like it.
So do you have a position in the lineup that you prefer to hit in?
No.
Stay in one spot for a season, or do you mind bouncing around?
It's no matter. And being in the lineup is my best part. It's no matter if I hit an 8 or lead off. It's being in the lineup. That's important for me. Every day, play every day. That's made me feel happy. What? Yeah, I'm gonna be excited. I can't wait to see the season start. We'll see. I'm ready for everything.
Marcel, anything in particular that stood out most today regarding the fans and the crowd? Something that stood out to you?
So when I get up there, the fans yelling at me, it made me feel like I'm important for them. And that give me a good reason the working hard every time and play hard every time, because when you don't do that, nobody gonna give you a crowd. No. I can't talk wrong about Miami. Miami is, for me, is the best. Because every people love me out there. Every people when I get out to the stadium, every people make me a good crowd. It's no matter if I don't sign. It's no matter if I sign. Every time on me, and I have a session out there, the session 31, behind me in left field, that we joke during the game. No, always have fun. We'll see. I'm gonna make it here too. It's no matter. I'm gonna get the good crowd here, more than Miami, because Miami I was having like, if I count it with my hand, I can count it. It's like 50 or 60 people. And here maybe I have 600. You never know.
How did you get the nickname Big Bear?
That's long time ago in minor league. Some friend of mine or teammate, one of those teammates, they put me that name and I keep it. That's true. That's true. He told me all the time when I get it on the box. Say, hey, brother, you come over here. He say, brother, leave me up there. I'm good there. And then I surprised that they trained me. And that's the first thing I say to the media. Tayari talking and Martinez talking too. Say, you come and play for us. You come and play for us. And say, no, I'm good here.
Did you think they were serious?
Yeah. I think they joke, and then I get surprised that they wasn't serious talking. Thank you for that.
About two more questions. Marcel's got to get on his way.
Marcel, can you describe what impresses you about Yadier Molina?
About the good person he are. He's a great man. Never close the door for anyone. Always giving a lot of good things to be a bigger man. I'm glad to play for him.